Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Oh Heck Nah, a Naked and Afraid podcast. Get ready to have some fun with Malu Beyonce and Debbie V, the armchair survivors that know nothing about surviving, but yet each week we give you tips on how to get on the show, critique the survivalists, and give you a little bit of our inside information. And sometimes we even talk with actual survivalists from the show. So get in your Boma and let's have some fun. Hey everybody, it's me, Malu Beyonce, and yes, that's my real name. And we're back, and I got who with me?
Debbie Vias.
That's right.
Today it's Debbie Vias.
And it's been a long week. We've done a lot of podcasts. It seems like we interviewed Leanne, and I had to work. Everything's been great, right?
Yeah, constantly busy. Yeah.
So we're going to jump right into the show because Debbie said, how are they going to top it? And I think they topped it this week. And me and Debbie have not talked at all about the show. So let's get started. And I want to go ahead and start the show as always with how to get on the show. And this week it's pretty interesting. A good way to be on the show is to try out for other reality TV shows like 60 Days In and actually be on the show.
Yeah.
And I believe she was also on Dr. Phil.
Oh, really?
Yes, she was on Dr. Nice. Phil. So, yeah, if you want to be on TV and you have some history, it doesn't hurt. Some other shows won't take you, but some shows will. So if you have a hankering to be on reality TV and you want to get naked and afraid, submit your application.
Yeah. Be consistent.
Be consistent. Well, what do you think about the show? Like, are you happy? Did you love it? Tell me what you think.
Well, again, I was all over the place. A little conflicted. What's going to happen? Right away. Right when it started, I was like, whoa. Being as I haven't seen a lot of the areas, mm-hmm. This one looked pretty tough.
Well, I'm super nervous. I actually reached out to a couple people to tell them that I'm super nervous about recording this. So I'm going to go ahead and preface this with, I realize that this is reality TV. I realize that these are real people that are on the show. However, you signed up for it. And the criticism that I'm going to give you is about your appearance on the show. Not about your real life. Just about your appearance on the show. And even then, the show is a little bit condensed. You know, you're out there for 21 days, it's 2 hours. So I understand that there's going to be editing. So let's get into it, Debbie. I find this show very controversial. We have Mike and we have Jacqueline. Jacqueline's been on, like I mentioned earlier, 60 Days In. Do you know that show?
Yes.
So she was on that. And then she was also on Dr. Phil. So, she's not a survivalist. I mean, I think it was very clear from the very beginning of the show that she is not a survivalist in the sense that some of the other people are. And that's right. Why it made it very hard for me to watch this. She even said at the beginning, I love being outdoors. Well, being outdoors and being a survivalist are two different things. And we have had people that have been on the show that are vegan, where they don't eat meat. So, but the fact that she's never killed anything, I was already seeing a whole bunch of like, why are you here? And only she can answer that.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought the exact same thing.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
You were like, why is she on this show? Did you know that she was on 60 Days In before you watched it?
I did. And I remember the show, but I didn't remember her in the show. I didn't know who she was.
Well, I'm going to start off this with a quote, okay? So I'm probably going to mess up the quote a little bit. This is Laura. Laura is one of the all-stars, kick-ass, real survivalists. She's been on the show plenty of times. And on one of her quotes, she says, I learned the value of working with a partner and being able to see twice the return of the work you have put in because you have someone there that has the same goal as you.
Nice. Like okay. Me and you.
Like me and you. We're here to talk about the show. It is obvious that these people did not have the same goal. I think her goal was to be on TV, to prove that she could do it, and I respect her for that. I respect that she wanted to come on the show and make the 20 days and prove something. But she's not, I don't think she's a real survivalist.
I would say, I think, not also.
Correct. I know it's hard to talk about people because I know that they're real people. Now, let's talk about Mike. I'm sorry. Mike's getting a bad rep for tapping, and we'll get into that later. But he has the sexiest voice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your voice is so sexy, Mike. I cannot wait to talk to you. Your sexy voice, mother effa. But is he a survivalist, Debbie?
I would think so.
Me too.
I would think so. I've seen some skills.
Yes, mm-hmm. I think he's a survivalist too. But he's very chill. He's very relaxed. So my nickname for him is Sexy Mike, who's chill as F. So I think it's obvious that I like Mike. But a lot of people are giving him a hard time because of the pact. This is a weird episode. I could not put my finger on it. You know, the pact thing. I just don't get it. From the beginning of them signing up, they're walking out there and they're like, yeah, let's make a pact. I don't tap, you don't tap. And they, you know, they bump fists on it, right?
Yeah. Who can really keep that? You know what I mean? Like, if something medically can happen, you know what I mean? Anything could happen. I don't think it's something they can stay true to.
I don't know. It's kind of like I double dog dare you. Like, if you double dog dare someone, you have to follow through. And that's what I was like. Okay, right? He has to follow through. He is double dog dared. So it was very strange. He says that he wants someone who's mentally strong. And then within 5 minutes, she's like, I'm a crier. And then he said it was okay to cry. I mean, he was so sweet, right?
Yeah, he was really sweet. Mm-hmm.
It was so sweet. But, yeah, and cried she did. I had people texting me like, oh, my gosh, she's a crier.
And I think, too, he needed some, I mean, he was using a lot of calories. I think he burned out real quick, too.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. But let's talk about their BOMA, your home, as you call it, or somebody call it, our home. They chose the BOMA. The BOMA they chose, the location was horrible. The tree was way too short. And then the way they built it, and I'm not talking about the first night. I know that you're running out of time the first night. But the surrounding thorns that they put up on it was just horrible. I'm sorry, Mike. It was. I think if you would have had a little bit more help, maybe a little bit more input, then maybe it could have been better. But your choice location was horrible. I saw other trees. You know, because I made sure to look. I saw other trees that were taller that had, that you could climb in case of an emergency.
Man, you're good.
And they did. They had trees. Because at first I was like, well, maybe they don't have trees that they can climb. And his little grass idea.
No.
That's a supplement. You need it way, way more. And while we're on it, we're getting out of sequence here, but what's up with the rocks that were in the middle of their water? It was rocks built up and there was like a tree branch over it. Number one, why didn't y'all grab that tree branch for wood? Mm-hmm. And why didn't y'all grab those rocks and build something like a firewall or something? I don't get it.
Well, again, I think it comes to the skills. There's fabulous skills, don't you think? And what you know and what you have to work with. First of all, when I seen the water hole, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, that watering hole was horrible. Which they have no control over.
So bad, right? Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I've seen some good BOMAs.
Yes, I have seen some good BOMAs, and that was not a good BOMA. So it was really cold. It was a 100-year cold front, and so they had to cuddle. Let's talk. I love cuddling, y'all. Let's talk about their cuddling, because I love it so much. What did you think about their cuddling?
We did see some cuddling out there. But, I mean, they're freezing, you know. Oh, and I thought it was a good idea, and I never heard anybody do this where it was, oh, let me see what it was called, where you put the coal underneath the sand. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea. Well, it didn't work, you know, or if it did, I don't know. But it was that cold. You know, you're going to have to cuddle.
Yes.
You're going to have to.
Well, about the electric blanket underneath the sand.
Oh, yeah.
When she was doing it, it was the middle of the day. I was like, why don't you wait till it's, like, darker at night to do that? But yes, it was a great idea. I think it probably provided a little bit of warmth, but I think you should have done it right before you went to sleep or in the middle of the night, something like that. That's what I think personally. I'm not going to talk about anything else until we talk about this cuddly. Number one, I am jealous because Mike looks like a great cuddler. Oh my gosh. But number two, normally when I see people cuddle, they usually keep their bags on. They had no bags on. And no. They did a shot where his blur was right next to her blur. Yeah. I mean, the blurs were very close to each other. Yeah. And I don't know if I never saw anyone talk about it on the fan, you know, groups or on the chats. But yeah, that was some close cuddling.
Yeah, and they were spooning, which is a given. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was one clip I noticed. She was putting her leg over him, like kind of on his chest. And, you know, I seen what you were talking about. And I was like, whoa. Yeah.
In order to survive, I would cuddle like that too. But I'm just a little bit jealous. But I think you should. Where were the bags? That's what I wanted to know. But every time. It's like when they got home, like, hey, honey, I'm home from collecting firewood. Let me take off the bag. No, you're supposed to keep the bag on.
Yeah. Maybe they were using them as pillows.
Maybe. Well, let's talk about him walking with his bag. And Mike was constantly, like, holding his private parts. I cannot wait to talk to him. Was it because it was so cold? Was he shy? It had to be because he was cold, because he could have put the bag in front of it.
Yeah.
But did you and notice he kept there. Holding it?
Yeah, I thought, oh, he must be really cold, or like, they're, you know, they're still walking with cameramen, I assume. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, he's holding his junk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's cool.
I don't know if it was desert dumb or what. I just, they made some bad decisions, and that's just the honest truth. But what about Jacqueline when she was killing that lizard? She was like, kill that damn effing thing. Kill that mother. And then she's like, ooh, it's dead. Oh, no.
I said, me. That would have been me. I could have killed it. And, oh, no, I can't. Here, go do something with it. Yeah.
Really,
I thought that
Debbie?
Was funny. Yeah. I mean, I did my part. Here, you take it, do the rest. Yeah. But I thought that was funny.
I thought it was funny, too. It was great at TV. But this is Naked and Afraid. I don't think you can be afraid of a lizard.
A little lizard.
Like that.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're on a survivalist show. And that's what I'm saying. What about him losing the bird?
Oh, man. That sucked. That sucked. And I think he felt terrible. Or just like, oh, man, I let that one go. Mm-hmm. I think he was in shock too himself. Like, man. I don't know.
I know
they did get another bird.
Well, who cares about that? Let's talk about the bird that he lost. Okay, so he catches the goddamn bird. And you said earlier so you think he's a survivalist. Well, if you catch the goddamn bird, you don't sit there and pet it and hug it and do all that.
Messing around.
Yeah, you don't do that. You kill it and then you thank it for its life. Kill, thanks. Mm-hmm. Kill, thanks. And then he got beating himself up. Why'd I have compassion? That's what I get for having compassion. You know, letting I think the cameras affected him. I think he was like, oh, I need to show this bird extra compassion. You know, because of cameras. Because I'm on TV and my partner's all, you know, I don't never killed anything. And he thought maybe he might have looked bad. I don't care. I'm mad at you, Mike. Kill, then thanks. Yeah. But then don't be mad because you had compassion. No, you should be mad at yourself because you forgot you were a survivalist.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Because I know his ass was hungry.
They're probably starving. Yes. And then it was slim pickings out there. You know? Yeah.
It was the worst location ever. Ever.
I think so, too, as far as I have seen. That was a bad one. I'm like, no fish?
Right.
Oh, they had was it a mouse or a rat?
Yeah, let's talk about that next. Let's talk about Anthony real fast from our last interview. So Anthony, let's talk about Anthony. I'm going to talk about you all the time, Anthony. Okay, so he was saying, I forgot my train of thought because I'm thinking about Anthony. I really did. I literally forgot what I was thinking about.
See what you did.
Thanks a lot, Anthony. Jesus. I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Remember what he said, that he doesn't get to see the show until we see it. Mm-hmm. So she had a little snarky things to say behind his back a lot. you know, she's all about compassion. She's like, oh, I'm so happy that my partner has compassion. But then she says something like, but compassion's not going to keep us alive, or, you know, compassion's not going to feed us. Make up your mind, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like that.
Well, then she said she was sorry when he did catch something.
No. That was later on. Let's talk about the bird. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that. I mean, I know it was only one little thing, but a little smart remark. What about Producer Paul? Producer Paul came to the rescue because it was so cold and brought them that one animal pelt. What do you think about that?
I know. Couldn't he brought two? I was like, just one? You couldn't have brought two?
Right. And Producer Paul, why did you make it like an Easter egg hunt? I've left something out there. I want you to go find it.
Warm up while you're at it. Yeah.
I'm like,
that was funny.
Yeah. Homegirl started running. She wasn't playing. She was like, she had that.
I wonder if those things are warm. Well, they were still freezing, but how much warmth it provides.
It wasn't warm like the one that Sarah had in Frozen. You know, the ones that Joe and Sam got. This one seemed a lot thinner. There wasn't a lot of fur on it, but it was better than nothing. So what about her panic attack? I'm going to let you talk about it. Remember her panic attack?
Oh, my gosh. Well, she started puking.
I never saw any puke.
Well, yeah, you're right. She was like dry heaving because there was nothing there. So I don't know if that was the anxiety coming on that made her feel sick. Or I was like, they didn't really show like them drinking a lot of water. So I didn't know if it was why she felt ill because of that. But anxiety attacks are no joke. And then to be out there, and he was so sweet, you know, he was like rubbing her. Mm-hmm. That's a tough situation.
Yeah.
That's actually terrible to be in.
So you don't
but
think
they
she
calmed her down.
You don't think she was overdoing it? You think it was all real, huh? That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying because you went in a long conversation about panic attacks.
Yes. Yeah. It looked like a panic attack. I think so.
I'm just going to give you the side eye and move on.
Yeah, because
I'm going to give you the side eye and move on.
What do you think? No, I want to know what you think. You think she was over exaggerating?
Okay, let me tell you a story, Debbie. One time, my boyfriend, Abel, I'm going to say his name because he's not on social media. Abel went out to the club without me when I had a fever. I felt so bad. And he was so wrong for going out to the club while I had a fever. And when he got back from the club, I was laying down on the ground, passed out. Because I'm dramatic. Overdramatic is what I am. I'm not going to lie. So when I say that, I think she was being a little overdramatic. I'm in the club. I'm not knocking you, but I'm saying I think you're being a little dramatic. And I think that was planned.
Really? You think so? When you're out there freezing,
I ended up on the ground sick, planned, because he should not have gone out. So no, I do. I think it makes great TV. I'm not knocking her for it. I just think it was planned.
Okay, maybe. But you know what the funny thing is? I totally remember that.
You remember that with Abel? Did I tell you? I was like, he did not go out without me.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I wonder why we're not together anymore. Anyway, I can't believe you remember that. So, I know, poor Abel. Okay, let's talk about the night of the blanket and their cuddling. It was the sexiest scene in Naked and Afraid history. And let's not forget, you know, remember, they already had their privates close to each other, which is fine. They're, you know, they're cuddling or whatever. But his voice, when he was like, oh, Jacqueline, come here, I'll spoon you. Did he say spoon or snuggle? Whatever he said. His voice is so sexy, and it made it even sexier to me. Am I the only one, Debbie? Did you see that? I was like, dang, that's sexy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I was thinking about the boyfriend watching that scene.
Exactly. I was thinking about the boyfriend, too. And we all know, and if you don't know, now you do, I kind of see every man on this show as my personal boyfriend / husband. So, I'm like, oh, man, it's just his voice. It's just his voice. He's sexy by nature. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if her boyfriend had a problem with it. What do you think?
No.
It's life or death.
Yeah, and they're freezing out there.
Yeah.
You know, and I think other people have said, too, that's the last thing we're thinking about in that situation mm-hmm. of freezing or being cold and, you know.
Yeah.
But you're still naked.
You're still naked, you know. Oh, yeah, he said, you can spoon me. Come here. I was like, yeah. Like, you can spoon me, too. You're too young, but you can still spoon me. And then... Yeah. You know, she's like, I've never been so grateful for anything in my life. And I know she was talking about the blanket, but it was cute. I really like that part. I mean, I'm making jokes, but we actually got to see someone freaking cold and you're mm-hmm. gonna spoon. They've shown other people like they spoon all crazy. They put their legs up around each other's necks. I'm not kidding. Okay, let's talk about the lions because while the under the blanket scene was very sexy, the lion scene was scary as F, was it not?
Oh my gosh. Was it with the lions or the rhinos?
No, the lions the first time.
Was it when they said, this is it? This is how we die?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I was scared.
Yeah.
Both times.
It was scary. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was scared. She was
freaking
like,
out.
And he was rubbing her and he was like, back up, you know, get closer to me. I mean, it was chaos.
I wonder if they, like, teach them or show them what to do in a scenario where, like, you got to take, like, a small course of what to do in that situation.
Well, did you not notice when he tapped, when he pulled out the radio, it had a whistle on it? What do you think the whistle's for?
Oh.
The whistle's to call for help. So I would have had that whistle in my mouth, like, yell them for them to come help and bring a gun. You know.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe they are screaming like that, and you know, you just don't show it.
The lions have come. You're scared to death. I mean, he was scared. It was obvious he was scared. Mm-hmm. And you stay in the same boma. You don't make any adjustments. I mean, they should have had way more thorns. I mean, it still did not seem, according to the show and the editing, that they were doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't look safe at all. I was, like, scared for them.
No,
really scared.
This is real. So anybody who has, you know, anything to say, this was real. I don't care if they have a whistle or not have a whistle. Unless they have an AK-47, they in trouble. And they're still in trouble because they go to sleep.
Right.
So the animals mm-hmm. could come in at any time. They could pounce on them. So this show is real. And this brings us back to everybody who is having complaints about Jacqueline. We haven't really discussed it, but I'm going to discuss it now. People are saying that Jacqueline is a reality TV junkie. She is not a survivalist. And I don't care what you say, whether you like her, whether you don't like her, she put her life in danger.
Right.
So I don't care what you have to say about her.
Well, and I wanted to pick your brain about that also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you being, you know, a longtime fan and being a newbie, is that what you would say you look for in the show? Are fans wanting to see them just make it 21 days? I was thinking about it myself. Do I want them to make it 21 days? Is that it? Or do I want to see real survivalists make it 21 days?
Yeah.
And how they made it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a mix. And I think that's what makes the show popular, because there's some people that want to see them make them 21 days that are real survivalists. There's people who want to see Team Sillies. There's people who want to see Team Sausages. And there's people who wanted to see Team Y'all Ain't Supposed to Be Out There, which is what this is.
You're not supposed to be there.
No, no. She got, I respect her, but she got lucky. And we're going to go about that. I'm going further in that in just a second. But everybody, those are my feelings. Whether you think she's a reality TV junkie, whatever you have to say about her, whether you like her or you don't like her, this girl put herself in the jungle with lions and rhinos. I don't care what you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
She did it.
Yeah. Does it make her a survivalist? She still made it 21. She made it one day. You know what I mean?
Well, I can tell that people are giving her stuff because she made a Facebook reel showing her starting a fire by herself or making a spring trap by herself. I think she said just to clarify, because people are giving her a hard time. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody. You went out there. You did it. So it is what it is. You don't have to say, well, look, I really am a survivalist. And I like all of the shows. I like when they get together. I like it when they don't get together. I like all of it. It doesn't matter. I just want a good show, and this was a good show.
I agree.
On day number 9, Mike's like, I'm ready to go home. The rhinos were right outside their Boma. I mean, you can see them. Now, remember I told you about 3 episodes ago that that was B-roll? And you were like, oh, and you were laughing because you thought it was real. Now can you see the difference? This is real. Those rhinos were right there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, and you know what? It's a funny story because I want to say it was on the news, me and my husband, we just had seen that rhinos were extinct. And so as soon as we seen the rhinos, we were like, what is this? You know what I mean? And I was like, maybe it was hippos. And I thought, no, because in Sausage Fest, there was hippos in the water. So we were confused for a minute and we had to research it. And it was a type of rhino.
A species.
Yeah. That went extinct. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh man. And they got up like right in there and their balls and everything. They're, oh my gosh, they're humongous animals.
Yeah. They were humongous and scary. After having the rhino incident, Mike was smart. Sometimes you have to be smart. And he's like, I'm ready to go home. Whenever you're ready to go home, we made this pact, but I'm ready. I'm ready. You ready? And she's like, I'm not ready. And he stayed.
Yeah, he did stay.
And then she called him a big baby.
Well, yeah. And then she's the one that kept bringing it up. Like, I can't do it anymore. And, you know, that's what I think, like, Anthony, too. Like, you can't get in your head and you got to keep thinking just another day, you know, and keep at it and not talk yourself into it. You know, that is. Let's go.
Yes. To all the people who think that Jacqueline's a drama queen, you're right. Here's another example. When she caught the bird in the trap and she's screaming bloody murder. I mean, like, she was screaming like something that was attacking her.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Eat the bird. What do you mean what you're going to do? You're going to get the bird, you're going to chop the head off, you're going to eat it. That was dramatic, right? What did you think about that?
I did. I thought something, you know, she seen a lion or something, the way she was screaming.
Exactly.
Just a bird.
And then she gets all, like, you know, street. We're going to eat the F out of him. I'm like, you were just screaming, like, all crazy. Then you're going to eat the F out of him? Girl, get it together. Which one are you?
Yeah.
And it's all, I think it's all about dramatics. I really do. I think it's all about being dramatic. Some people are just naturally dramatic, like myself. Some people plan to be dramatic. Like myself, I'm guilty of it.
I was gonna say, we'd probably look dramatic out there.
We would probably look dramatic as well.
Now, I want to know, would you eat the mice? Would you eat a rat?
Heck yeah, I would eat a rat or a mouse.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I mean, look at the other shows where they're fishing, they got game. I think I would eat a snake, but then you're trying to feed me a rat. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it.
If you were hungry enough, you would.
I don't know.
Would I eat a rat or a mouse being a little hungry? No. Could I? It would be really hard for me to, like, maybe gut it and do that kind of stuff. That would probably gross me out. But I think in a survival situation, I could definitely eat the mouse.
I mean, they were picking up a carcass on a walk. Let's take this home for dinner.
And speaking of that carcass, I mean, that was a good find that Mike found with the bone marrow and everything in it. That was a really good find.
Yeah. And I think that's what got her through, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is what got her through. Now, at one point, Mike's walking by himself and he literally says to her, he turns to her, I'm going to need you to step it up. I'm going to need you to. And she's like, I'm just so tired. So?
Yeah. Well, he's not tired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was doing a lot of work. Now, according to the show, what they're showing and what's coming out of the words of his mouth and the words of her mouth, because she even said he's irritated with me because I'm not doing anything. So I don't think we have to guess. You weren't doing anything, girl. You were laying down and he was killing it, right? And he got frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think. He got burnt out fast. And I love when he said, I don't want to jump to the end, but, you know, I don't have anything to prove to anybody.
Yeah.
Do you know how to make traps?
Yes. Let me show you how to make a trap. Are you ready? You take something, you lean it. And then you, that's it. That's a deadfall right there.
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought it was.
Armchair survivalist lesson right there.
We could do it.
I could put a rock against something and hope it falls. I could definitely do that.
Oh my goodness.
I'm being serious. The pact. He thinks it's going to rain. Mm-hmm. And they agree to go ahead and leave. And then they shake on it. He's ready to go. He gets the microphone. He's like, hey, you know, survivalist, base camp, come get my aid. That's basically what happened. So now he's thinking we're leaving. He's excited. You know, everything in his mind is going through his emotions. And then she's like, I think it's just a windstorm. I'm going to stay. He literally said, and this is my favorite part. I mean, I don't care. I'm good. That was as real as real can get.
Yeah.
I'm good. What did you think? Did you think he was wrong for leaving or not wrong?
No, I think that's what they had agreed on. Oh, because you change your mind. I'm not going to change my mind. Like, you're not calling the shots, you know?
Yeah.
Whether you decide something different or not, we just, you know, I just decided that, you know, we were going to leave.
Right.
Or I was going to leave. I'm still leaving.
Now, I'm going to give Mike a lot of credit here. A lot of credit. And it's not because he has a sexy voice. I'm giving him the credit because he was doing a lot of the work. And I'm not going to talk bad about his survivalist skills, but the BOMA was not up to par. Maybe if he would have had more help, then maybe the situation might have been a little bit different as far as the BOMA situation and the protection and their safety. But
right. He
was very chivalrous to her. He took care of her. He stayed there, even though he didn't want to be there. And what you said about he doesn't have anything to prove, and what I said at the very beginning, it comes down to the fact that they had two different agendas. His agenda was to have an adventure, but a safe adventure. Nobody really wants to die. Well, some people, but he was out there for a safe, fun adventure and to work hard. I believe, and this is where people are going to jump on me, and I said it, I respect her, but her agenda was to be on a reality TV show and to look like a bad A and make it to the end with not enough skills and wanting to put in the least amount of work as possible. And that is what I believe.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
That was the show.
That was the show. They did not have the same agenda.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. When a man does all the work or does something, sometimes it's natural to take advantage of it. Right, Debbie? You've done that, right? It's not just me.
No, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? I mean, that's kind of...
All the time.
Yes, all right. We take advantage of men all the time. No. But I am saying that men sometimes have the tendency to try to take care of a woman. And the woman sometimes has a tendency to let him. And I think he worked really hard for her and put her in a position to make it the 21 days. That's nothing against her. That's nothing against him. But I believe that's what happened.
And I think, I don't know what day it was, or maybe it was that last day. He didn't look good.
No.
He didn't look good.
He was done.
He looked real pale. Yeah.
He was done. Yeah, and everyone's talking about the pack. Like, he called him a D-head for breaking the pack. And she's like, you're going to leave me out here with the rhinos? No, that is not how it went down. They agreed to leave, and they shook on it.
Yeah.
And I'm rubber, and you're glue. What you say bounces off of me and sticks back to you. It doesn't matter if they had a pact or not. He was ready to go. So don't have no guilt about leaving. It was childish. You're ready to go. You were doing all the work. It was no longer fun. And if he had a different partner, I think it might have lasted longer, but it was time to go for him.
Yeah. And after that, I was a little like, okay, what's going to happen now?
Yeah.
She had at least 3-4 days left.
Yeah, 7.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I think
7! Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I'm going to save this for Mike when we interview him, because we are interviewing his sexy voice self. Someone texted me and said, you're not going to like Mike because he made this comment that she's going to have to learn that she's going to have to do it on, you know, she's not going to make it, and she's going to learn that she's going to have to do all the work on her own. Mike, I hate to tell you this, but what you needed to learn was that you should not have let her get away with not doing the work.
Right. Yeah, whose fault is it really?
Yeah. Like I said, it's no one's fault. They just had two different agendas.
Right.
But he did set her up to make it the 21 days. And I think she's very smart. She gave us very good TV. She was like, I'm going to stay on here. And whether the agenda of her staying was to prove that she's a bad A or to make a point to her daughter or just to be on reality TV, she made the 21 days. And it was really weird, her 21 days, totally. Right?
Yeah, I totally give her props for it.
I mean, she was in the Boma that night by herself and the Rhino were there. Now, I don't think the Rhino were as close. I will say that. I think the show made it seem like they were closer. But she was talking all bad, like, I will shank them with a horn. I was like, you ain't gonna shank no rhino with a horn. If those rhinos were close to her, she would be scared. But she was talking mad game like she was a bad A.
Right, yeah, like you forgot we just seen you with the lizard.
Yeah, like you're screaming. Scared of a lizard. Now you're gonna shank a rhino? I don't think so. But that's about being dramatic and being smart. And, you know, that's how Discovery makes their money. And if it wasn't for people like Jacqueline saying those kind of things, we might not have a show anymore because it's making people tune in. It's making people talk. So kudos for her. Yeah, she's like, I'm going to open a can of whoopee and I ain't playing tonight. I was like, where was all this earlier?
And then she did catch the bird and she let it go.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
And I don't. Well, she ate the first one, or the, not the one that got away, but, you know, why not? Because she had to kill it.
That's right. She had to kill it.
But you're gonna shank the rhino.
Yeah, you're going to shank the rhino, but you can't kill the bird. But, you know, she gave some great TV. That line about, I need a friend more than I need food. That was a good line.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it made
you're starving. You know you're starving, right?
Yeah, it made you like her. But I'm also sure that all the people who are real survivalists, the people that, you know, do this for a living, the people who believe that, you know, the preppers, I know that they were rolling around on their armchairs like, what is wrong with this girl? Why is she going to let the bird go? She's so dumb. She gave us good TV. Yeah.
She did. She did.
Yeah. And then she burned all the firewood. She's like, I got all the firewood here. I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but then I got some extra. And girl went through it all in one night. She's like, I made a mistake. She's like, I made a mistake. No, you didn't know anything about firewood because Michael had been doing it all. That's why she didn't know how much to get.
Right.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for the bone marrow, she would not have made it, I don't think. Well, 7 days. I mean, I don't think she would have made it had it not been for Mike.
Yeah, and he even put the carcasses up in the, which I would have never thought of, in the tree. In the tree. So she had that. Yeah, he did set her up, kind of.
I did like, you know, what she was saying at the end. She was like, I would like to say to all the girls in the world that are similar to me, people downplay you and, you know, they might try to make you feel weak or minimize you, but you can demand the respect that you deserve. I think it was a great show. I really do. It was controversy. Some people are team her, team him. Who cares? It was a great show.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was a really good show.
Do I think that before she went on the show, that she had someone teach her how to make traps and teach her how to do different things? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would do the same thing, girl. And I think there's plenty of people who have been on the show that do the same thing. A lot of people are wondering if Discovery knew that she had been on 60 Days In, that she had been on Dr. Phil. And my answer to that is, who cares?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. It did hurt Mike a little bit. So maybe Mike cares. Now that I think about it, I'm having this epiphany on the air.
Well, we can ask him.
We can ask him. I think he's too classy to answer.
Well, we'll try.
We'll try. We'll try our best.
Before we talk to Mike, do you think we'll see him again, maybe?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Well, he said he would like to do it again, I believe. Work on your skills, and I want to see him again. I bet you we do.
Hopefully. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yes, hopefully we'll see you soon. We're going to wrap this up because we have to get ready for Mike's interview. It's going to be super duper fun. And before we go, I did talk to Jacqueline. And I asked her to be on the show.
What'd she say?
She said yes.
Oh, awesome. We can ask her lots of questions.
But like a lot of other men in my life, she ghosted me afterwards. So so I'm used to being ghosted. So she did say she was going to be on the show, but then she ghosted me. I'm going to reach out again and let her to come on the show. But I think a lot of people are giving her a hard time. So we'll see if she comes on or not. I would love to hear her side of the story and defend herself.
Yeah, and she can put her side out there, and totally, let fans know how it was. And like they say, you only see 2 hours of everything that was out there, you know?
We're going to work on our closings, but we're going to also prepare for our interview with Mike. So stay tuned. It's coming up next. Please make sure you like, subscribe, and follow, because you'll get a notification that when Jacqueline decides to be on the show, it'll pop up and you'll know. So like, follow, subscribe, all that good stuff.
And share. We'll be back.
Well,
for that situation.
I think it's something different, but like, I just don't know. I'm recording this, by the way. This is just a personal conversation about how to deal with Jacqueline. And we gave it lots of thought. People were giving her a hard time. But Debbie being a new fan, you don't really care that she's been on other reality TV shows.
No, I'm not watching other. I'm watching this show.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the major problem is that she was so dramatic, and that I think people thought that she didn't deserve to be there. I mean, that's the number one problem. People think she didn't deserve to be there.
I don't think that's right. Who can say who deserves to be there? Because she's not a survivalist? Or they not knowing that from the beginning? You know what I mean?
I think everything would have been a lot better had she got on the show saying this. I'm Jacqueline. I've been on, a couple other TV shows. One of them was 60 Days In, and I learned how to be tough in jail. And I want to see if I can be tough in the jungle in her dramatic fashion. And I think if she would have said that, then everything would have been okay.
Right. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't have the strongest survival skills, but I want to see if I can make it, because in my heart, I'm a bad A. I think that she should have said that. And I think if she just would have had that one line, everything else would have been wiped away, because there's a lot of dramatic people on there, and there's a lot of people who plan what they're going to say on the show. One-liners and different things. I'm sure that whole suck it Kenny thing was something that was in the back of Jeremy's mind. I think there's a lot of catchphrases people plan to say.
Right. So, and what'd she say at the end when she drove off? Driving like you stole it. I like that
and
too.
And that was planned. And they didn't even show her saying it. So.
Yeah.
But she said it, and I love it. It was a great catchphrase.
Yeah.
So that's all that should have changed was her opening. She should have admitted that, she's been on other reality TV shows. And I think what I just said off the top of my head, like, I know I was a bad A in jail, and I'm going to see if I'm a bad A in the jungle. That would have been perfect.
Yeah, would have cut out all the slack she's getting. You know, like, I came out here being honest. I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
You know, just wanted to see what I could do.
It hurts the other contestant. And like I said, I learned that on the show just thinking about it. It hurts somebody. You want somebody who's going to be able to put in as much as you, and who's on the same level as you, and who has the same goal as you.
So yeah, because you can't do everything. You can't do everything.
Yeah, it hurt him. So I understand that. So he definitely deserves a second chance. And I'm glad we had this little intimate moment, because we actually had stopped recording. As you can see, I put my hair up. But I'm glad we put that in there. And I'm going to put this on the tape, too, because it's important.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be able to get her side.
Not ghosting me. Okay, only that. Hey, everybody, it's my Luna. Ari got Mike laughing, which is a really, really good sign. He's sexy and sounds as good as he does on TV, and we're very happy to have him. Hey, Mike. Is it Mike or Michael?
Mike, Michael, whatever you want to call me is fine.
Oh, you don't want to know what I call you.
No, you don't.
I mean, maybe you'll end up letting it slip. I don't know.
I don't know. We don't want any slips today. We just talked about slips. We don't want any slips today.
Yeah.
So we're really happy to have you here, in all honesty. It's just been a roller coaster, has it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has definitely been a roller coaster. But first, I want to thank you so much for reaching out to me and having me on here. I really do appreciate the opportunity. I watch you guys, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
But yeah, going back to the roller coaster, it has been a roller coaster. You can't describe it any other way.
Right.
But you're so chill. He's so chill, mm-hmm. Debbie.
Seems like it.
You're a very relaxed guy, aren't you? Is that a Florida thing? What is that?
That's who I am. I don't know. I'm in Florida. Yeah, of course. You live by the beach and everybody vacations here. So maybe it has something to do with that. But that's just
me. Nice.
Well, I saw him on a news clip and he has like on glasses. He's shirtless. I'm like, why is he shirtless? I'm like, I don't understand. He's doing a business interview. And I was like, oh, it's Florida. Like Florida is okay just to, you know, walk around with no shirt on. You have a lot of like tattoos and things too, right?
I do.
Okay, we're going to need you to speak in longer sentences, Mike. You got a sexy voice. We need to hear it.
Just keep talking.
I do have a lot. I've collected them along the way since I was 18. You know, each one has a different meaning. Mm-hmm. If you have them, why not show them, you know?
Right.
That's what I hear all the time.
Yeah. Where in?
Okay, let's talk about your hands.
I was just going to say, where in Florida are you from? I wanted to ask. I was wondering.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Nice.
So South Florida, you know, a little bit above Miami, below West Palm. So we're kind of right in the middle.
Let's get right into it. Mike was so chill. What happened to your hands? Because you mentioned it on the show, but I really wanted more detail, if that's okay.
It is okay. When I was younger, I used to work with cars, be a mechanic, and there was a freak accident kind of situation. And my hands got crushed in between the brake calipers and the rims of a car. So if you go and look at your rim and you see how much space there is, it's a little tiny gap, you know, like that.
Uh-huh.
Kind of pulled them all the way through, and that's what had pretty much severed them. It's freak accident,
but it made you a lot stronger. Adversity.
No, of course. I mean, you. I was 22 at the time when it had happened.
Okay.
So, here I am. Growing up, and you have your independence taken away from you. You can't really do much without your hands. So, my parents and my friends, they were there to help me. But after a while, you really want to do it on your own. So you really start to push yourself. And, it wasn't the easiest or the most painless thing to do. You got to do it.
Yes. My grandpa actually, lost his arm, half his arm, and he ended up driving an 18 wheeler with one arm. So I know that when you have, determination, it's amazing what people can do when you really put your mind to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and that's, going into this, experience and challenge, I was really trying to use that, but
let's get into it now. So I did talk to Jacqueline and she agreed to be on the show.
Nice.
And then she ghosted me. Like a lot of men, she ghosted me. So I don't know if she's going to be on the show or not. I think she's afraid of what I'm going to say. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell it to you. So are you and her on a really good talking basis? Yes or no?
Okay. We've talked. And yes, we do continue to talk. We haven't, we weren't actually able to exchange numbers or contacts when we had first left. So I didn't know her last name. I mean, I had no idea. You come out of the bush and you're, kind of loopy.
Yeah.
Yes.
It took a while, but once we had received the promos and we had posted them, you know, she had actually gotten a hold of me. She found me like literally that night that I had posted, saying that, you know, oh, I'm coming on the show. And you know, we talked for like 4.5 hours, like almost 5 hours. It was a while, like there was a lot to be said because of the experiences that we had that weren't aired on there. You know, so we were just kind of recapping because nobody else really understands you when you try to tell them and you're really not supposed to talk about it until it airs and, you know, that kind of thing. So, and we've talked a couple of times after that. You know, we've talked as recently as yesterday morning.
Oh.
So, I mean, we do talk.
Yeah, nice. We do talk.
That's
Debbie,
good.
You have anything for him? Yeah. You have anything for him, Debbie?
No, I think that's great. I feel like you were really supportive in every situation. And from the beginning, right at the beginning, she states she's very emotional. Mm-hmm. She lets you know she's very emotional. It's not like we're surprised by anything, or I don't know if you were surprised.
I was surprised.
Were you surprised?
Yeah. Did you know, Mike? Did you know?
No, I didn't know. No, I mean, me and her had hit it off really, really well in the beginning. I mean, like,
okay, let's stop.
We were talking. Okay.
Let's stop. Was there anything romantic? Let's just get that out there now. Was there anything romantic? Because I've had like 7 people ask me. So let's just get
she
it out there.
She can't wait
like,
just to get
them,
it all
ask
out.
Ask them. Was there anything romantic? I picked up on romance. I felt like you were cheating on me. Tell the truth.
No.
Honesty is the best policy.
Loyalty is good, though. Loyalty is good. No, there was none. You know, we had met, and you know, you think, okay, you know, 2 people naked, and you know, we are adults, and you know, shit happens. I mean, but really, that's kind of the last thing that's on your mind, at least in those moments for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, okay, yes, we got an attractive girl. You know, she's young, but you're out there and now you have to think, all right, well, you know, we got this long uphill battle to go through. And I mean, let's face it, by day 2, you've got some funk going on. So there's no fun with it. The funk.
Right. Oh my goodness.
I mean, even if it was to be like that, I mean, you probably wouldn't want to, unless you're into that.
Well, some of the best romances are emotional. It doesn't have to be physical.
True.
Well, absolutely. This is true.
There was no romance. Mentally.
No romance. No.
Okay. So you didn't cheat on me. You didn't cheat on all your other fans. You're good.
No.
I got like 7 people who are going to be very happy to hear that. They're not all girls, but they're all going to be happy that nothing happened.
Yes. No. There's definitely no romance. You know, even for me in my case, I was actually going through a 12-year breakup at that time.
Oh, no.
Going into the challenge. So,
seriously?
I mean, you're not looking for that. At least I wasn't looking for that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how are you? Are you okay? Okay. Debbie, have you seen his pictures?
A little bad.
He is so freaking suave. I'm telling you. I was like, this boy is never dirty. I was like looking for, I was trying my best to find like a kind of not so good picture of him. Nothing.
Nothing.
He looks good in every, not a single one. And I mean, I scrubbed all the way back to like, you know, 2003. And I was like, hey, there's nothing out there. There's no dirt.
She's not lying. I believe her.
I know. I did send you that dirt the other day though.
Yes, he did send me a dirty picture.
Because you said, is there one out there? Is there one out there? And I was like, you know what? I just got to get it done and over with. So
yeah.
Let me send her something.
He did. So, and it was just a picture of him after extraction. And the thing is, out there in the Kalahari desert, the reason why is because I try not to watch any spoilers beforehand. And this actually is going to lead me up into my next question. I try not to watch anything. Debbie knows this. Debbie likes to watch and she bugs me so bad because she's like, yeah.
Hurry up and watch it
so
already.
The reason why you weren't, The reason why you weren't so dirty because it was the dust and the sand. It wasn't so much like mud and, right?
I mean, we did mud up because the ticks were so bad.
Oh.
There's a certain part in the show, in the episode where you see us covered in mud or we're mudding up.
Right.
That was pretty much for the ticks because the ticks were everywhere and, they were insane. So, I mean, you also get dirty from the ash, you know, no matter where you're sitting in the bummer, the smoke is blowing in your face.
Her face was really dirty.
Yes, but, you know, also editing, you know, if they take something that's in the beginning and you're nice and clean, you know, like my picture, you know, that was day one or day two.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure some of these other guys, their picture that got posted was, you know, day 7, 21, you know, 18, whatever it was.
Okay.
So they do jumble things.
Trust me, we know. So what is something that's happened on the show that they did not show that you would have liked?
Okay, so I actually went on one day, I went on like an eight and a half hour hike on my own. Jackie had stayed back at the BOMA. She wasn't really feeling well at the time. And, you know, I was like, you know, shoot, you know, one, the animals weren't coming to us,
right?
You know, the game or, you know, even anything. and I needed to see where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
So I had gone out on a hike and looked, and it was the most amazing thing. And there was, you know, 100 animal herds in the distance going over the sand dunes. And you saw zebra and you saw, so they didn't show any part of that. And it was like, you know, for me, it was like this whole moving and touching experience. And most people will never get to see this, you know, other than a picture, video, or, you know, book. So I'm kind of bummed out they didn't show any of that, you know.
I am too. Yeah. Did you cry?
Who knows? Oh, I did, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, there I would was have one too.
Point I, you feel like a you literally learn that you're a grain in the sand. You're nothing. You're just nothing.
Well, Debbie, what do you have to ask Mike? Because I'm about to get down and dirty. I mean, he's being emotional now. I'm not gonna cry.
I am not.
Okay, go ahead, Debbie. Go ahead.
Well, besides that beautiful, adventurous scenery, that would be amazing. Were you disappointed about the location?
I was not. Actually, a lot of people now ask me, you know, if you went back, what would be your ideal place to go? And, you know, you think about it, the jungle, it's wet all the time. You know, it's going to be a pain in the ass to start a fire. Am I allowed to curse on you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can say whatever you want. Chill, Mike.
Chill, Mike. But yes, it's just, I would do the Kalahari again or a similar environment just because you know that it's hopefully going to be dry at some point.
Okay.
So yeah, but otherwise going into this, I was hoping for, you know, like an island or some beach or you know, something like that, just because I'm a lot more familiar with something like that.
Right.
Well, the next time you're on, hopefully you'll get whatever you want, but let's talk about the next time, because I want to see you with a different partner, because I think you got robbed a little bit. You said at the end, she's going to learn that she's going to have to do a lot more work. And I want you to know that in my podcast, I gave you a really good lecture, because what I think you needed to learn was that you should not have done so much work. You agree or disagree? Because you did way too much.
I this is a tough one. Okay. Yes. And no. Because no, I feel that there are other parts, you know, that Jackie really did put in, you know, that weren't shown. And, you know, she did do some work, you know. So, like, I don't want to discredit her at any point in time, you know. And I do see these things that are going on online, you know, previous, I mean, every episode that comes out, let's talk. People think they can do better. People, you know, want to suggest this, they want to suggest that. And, you know, it's kind of hard because you're going against editing, you know, like there is a little story and stuff, but I don't get involved with any of it. I even for myself, I don't comment. I'm, you know, even if you look at my social media, I do post pictures of, you know, when I go away or if I'm doing something, but I don't comment on, you know, what other people are commenting on, or, you know, that social media for me is not that. So I do not get involved in it, because it will only bring you down. you know, and we probably shouldn't even read it. And I've stayed away from reading it, you know, constantly up until a certain point where, you know, it's just your phone is just tagging you.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. Well, I told you, Debbie, I told you he wasn't going to say anything, so I'm going to say it. Okay. No. Let me get ready. Hang on.
Get ready.
Because I know I told you he was too classy to say anything. But since I kind of have him captive, I'm going to say my piece.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So there's been a lot of drama because she was on other reality TV shows and this and that. And then there's a lot of drama about you breaking the pact. I want you to know that I stand up for both of you.
Yeah.
I don't care how many reality shows that she's been on. It doesn't matter if she's on a different reality show every week. She was out there with you. And whether she cried a lot, was overdramatic, like someone else I know, she still did it. So get off her back. She's out there and she did it. Now, as far as you going breaking 100%. The pact, you were ready to go. You were already in your mind that you were leaving because she shook your hand. And you went way far beyond than what you needed to. So I think the pack thing is stupid. It sounds like rubber and glue. It sticks to you, sticks to me, yeah. And back to you. All that's dumb. You did not break anything. You did not let her get down. You were ready to go because it was done for you. I mean, you almost died. I mean, like to me, it was like, you know, it was just way too dangerous. And that's what I think. I don't think that anybody should get onto you or anybody should get onto her. I just don't think that y'all were the best partners. And you need another partner. That's why I want to see you again.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Was that pretty good? Was that all right with you?
No, 100%. You know, and that's why I say I don't want to discredit her for anything.
No.
Because she was out there. And let's face it, she did survive another 7 days out there alone. And those lions and rhinos, they came every night.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a one-night occurrence. So it's some scary stuff to deal with. And, I just, you know, credit to do where it's due.
I'm giving it.
And, you know, so I agree. You are. And, you know, I hope that she does come on here and do a little podcast with you, you know.
Yeah, I got her back.
I know
yeah.
why she
I got her back.
Wanted to, but yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, she needs to, but.
I need you to reach out to her and tell her to stop ghosting me. And I need you to reach out to like three other guys too. Like, stop with the ghosting.
We'll give you names.
Stop that.
We'll give you names.
I know. As far as the pack thing, you know, I know for myself, so I'm just going to clear the air real quick because I do get a little bit of slack for having left or having wanted to leave. You know, those rhinos and those lions that would come every night, you know, once you deal with that stuff, it kind of starts to mess with your head and you're on your own. You know,
yeah, I think so.
So, you know, at some point you also think, but you there's some kind of click in your head that says, you know, I do really have to kind of be careful here, you know, and is this really worth it? And at the time I had actually started to feel like shit gradually because midway through I did get tick bite fever and I was hospitalized after the show the next day. So
for what?
For tick bite fever.
Oh. I said he didn't look good. He looked pale.
Yeah.
Not yourself.
Yeah, you have confusion, headache. Like I woke up the next morning and I couldn't move, you know, my upper body. So, you know, I knew in the challenge that something was wrong. My parents didn't really agree with me going on the show because they're very traditional.
Yeah.
But my mama told me the one thing is just don't come back screwed up, you know, so. There were different reasons for me leaving. It wasn't, you know, the whole pack thing on camera, again, a little bit of editing.
Yeah.
You know, there was more conversation to that whole thing than what was shown. You know, but it goes along with those lines, you know. So for all the people that are saying anything, Jackie did do work. You know, I did ask her for more when I was sick. And that's just how it is. That's how it is.
Oh,
we have a lot to say about her.
I know.
We've had a lot.
Say it and do, you know, I mean, like, this is it. Mm-hmm. We all chose to come onto a TV show for, you know, whatever reasons. And, you know, we have to deal with whatever is said about us because we're put out into the spotlight.
That's right.
So it is what it is. You know, it's a choice you make. But have at it. What's
all right, Debbie, go.
I'm kind of nervous.
We give you guys mad props. Anyone who gets off the truck, actually, for me, I give props to. Yes. But when you had said, this is it, this is the day we die, was that like in the moment of scared, you're being so truthful in that moment that you thought that?
I really did believe that those were the last moments that I was going to be filmed. I mean, at that point, that night that clip had happened, I was actually sleeping. It was one of the first nights we actually were able to sleep. And everything got quiet right before we had fallen asleep. And we were like, oh, that's funny. You know, like it's been pretty loud here with the birds at nighttime. And
not that.
It was quiet. And then I knocked out and Jackie had actually, you know, slapped my chest and it said, get up, get up, get up. And the rhinos were actually inside the boma. Their heads were inside the boma.
Oh my gosh.
And, so we had started to freak out. And that's when I had said, these are my last moments. I fully believed it and Jackie did too. And, you know, it was scary.
Your boma wasn't that great, Mike. I love you, but your boma was not that great. And I don't understand why you didn't choose a tree that you could climb up. I love you, but I gave you the business.
Okay. I agree. I had, you know, we actually had a little shelf area where we had all of our tools to the side. And we had our log pile towards the entrance. So we did try to do what we could to make it look like home. You know, we built a little pathway in the front.
But the pathway is going to let the animals in. We don't need it to look like a home. We need it safe.
Welcome home, bitch. Welcome home.
And speaking about welcome home, when y'all got home to the boma, did y'all take y'all's bags off every time y'all came into the boma? Y'all were always butt naked.
No bags.
Yeah, no bags.
I know. I mean, I don't care.
Oh, well, neither did we. I was just wondering.
I said, maybe they were using them as pillows or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You had to get in the boma on all fours to crawl in the hole. And, I mean, you know, the bag just kind of got in the way. And then at one point, you know, the bags aren't the softest material. And they do start to chafe your sides. And so at least for me, that was starting to happen a lot on my hips. So at that point, you know, I was.
We wondered.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, what else were we wondering about, Debbie? Ask them about what else we were wondering about.
We had a moment of some good cuddling there. But what night was that?
Yeah.
The night my life ended. Yeah. Did you see y'all privates together? You saw the blurbs, right? Yeah. When you went back and watched it, I know that you have to have some like buddies that were like, dang, bro, y'all's blurbs were right next to each other.
I mean, when I saw it, I was like, oh,
man.
Yeah, thank you. So you saw it too, huh?
I know.
Everybody saw it.
Jackie was pretty nervous because she had a boyfriend at the time. And I was like, when this airs, oh, my God. So it did air like that. But I mean, the cuddling didn't help. It was too cold.
Right. Yeah.
It was way too cold.
It's the last thing on your mind.
Yep.
But it was right. Fun.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go on Naked and Afraid. Okay.
It's always nice
to cuddle.
You should.
Okay, so what about you holding...
I'll go as your partner.
I'm sorry, what? What did he say?
He'll go as your partner.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to work on your bummer skills. We'll have to practice. We're going to have to practice first.
You better get started.
Yeah, we're going to have to practice first. What about you walking around always holding your junk? Why were you always holding your junk? I noticed, and I rewound. Why was that?
Just cool?
Was it in between myself and the bag?
Yeah, like you would always, you know, you always had your hand there, right, Debbie? You noticed it too, Debbie.
Because that material kind of, you know, hurt.
It hurt?
Oh, walking with it?
When
it did. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, so we had a chafing problem.
It's rubbing against some, so if it gets across a certain, you know, member.
Right. Okay.
You know, yeah, so we were watching. No, but we actually thought that you were great. about everything, the way that you took care of her. I think that you handled everything just perfectly. What do you think, Debbie?
I do. I think you were real supportive. She had the anxiety attack.
Anxiety attack. Hang on, let me just drink my coffee.
Okay. Malu likes to call it her drama moment. But in a situation like that, having anxiety out there, I'm sure it took a lot out of her, too, going through that. And dry heaving, there's nothing in your stomach, feeling sick. 100%. Right. That'd be tough.
100%. I mean, I don't know if, you know, you guys watch or listen to the podcast, Japed and Afraid.
Yes.
Okay, so this week they had EJ on there and stuff, and it was really cool to hear what they actually had to say about it, you know, because here are two, you know, OGs, and it was cool to listen to them and see their take on it. And,
right. I think that I would love to listen to it. I don't listen to it before I interview you because I don't want it to influence what I ask you, because I want to stay an armchair survivalist.
Yeah.
But I do listen the week after.
So have you avoided any of your questions that you've had? So, you know, going into this, that you were like, oh, I'm going to ask this. I'm going to,
And we talked about his junk. We talked about the blurbs. I think we talked about everything that we really want to talk to as armchair survivors. I got onto him about the BOMA. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to tell you a story, and this is really for Jacqueline, but I'm going to tell it. So one time I was in a pageant. I was probably eight years old. We're backstage and the girl's crying in front of me. And everybody's huddled around her. I'm like you. I'm Mike. She's Jacqueline. And I'm rubbing her. I'm like, it's going to be okay. You're going to rock it. You're going to go out there and you're going to be fine. And then right before it was her turn, snot coming out, she went and went out there and killed it. Because the drama queen went out there and was able to pull herself together just like that. And there I was, wasting all of my energy trying to make sure she was okay. And I learned right then that sometimes you just have to let drama queens or kings do what they do and not waste your energy. And I think that was a lesson that you learned on this one too, right?
100%. I mean, everything's a learning experience, you know, if you let it be. And, you know, being out there and stuff, it definitely was, you know, for me, from a social aspect to, physical aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take it and go with it.
Well, we definitely want to see you back on the show. I definitely want to see you back on the show. Debbie, I would say you're in my top 10 of seeing you back on the show. It just matters what girl you're with. I would like to see you with another girl. I don't want to see you with a guy. What do you think, Debbie? Girl or guy for him?
Okay.
All right, let's talk about the Hungry Dutchman. I already know what I want to try. I want to try the Krabby Patty. And
yes, one of our top sellers.
Is it really? Is it just because of the name?
No, just people, they see that we have crab cakes and they're just like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, we want to try that.
Yeah. Nice.
And I want to try the Hamada hot dog. I love hot dogs. I do. I really do.
They're good. They're big too. They're not the little tiny ones you get usually, you know. So it's good. They're good. You got to come down here. Come on down here. Let me see.
Yeah.
I'm coming. I might have to walk, but I am coming. What is your favorite thing to eat?
Like from the boat or in general?
In general.
In general? I mean, my go-to is burgers.
Yeah,
really?
I love burgers. Oh, yeah, I love burgers. But honestly, outside of that, probably ribs.
Ribs?
Ribs, yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, dry rub or wet?
I usually like it wet. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be it. I'm going to be playing that over and over, y'all.
Yeah.
He usually likes it wet. And that was not me. That was him. But I will be playing it over and over.
You fell right into the trap.
You fell right into the trap.
She walked me right.
Right into the trap.
Right,
Debbie, do you like ribs?
I do. I like ribs.
Mm-hmm. You do? I'm not a big barbecue person, per se. I do like a dry rub rib. What's the real big ribs, like a beef rib?
Yeah.
I like that. I like those.
No, I'm not doing this again.
Careful.
All right. Okay, so let's talk about the Hungry Dutchman for real, in all seriousness. This is your lifelong passion.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what a big investment this had to be. There's four of you. Are they all your best friends?
Three.
So there's a total of four.
Three.
Are they best friends or investors?
A total of three.
I'm the third.
There's only three.
A total of three. Yeah, there's only three of us. Yeah.
Do you all?
Well, that's
so
good.
Wait, what was the end part of your question?
Are they your friends or investors?
No, they're my best friends.
Best friends.
Yeah, they're my best friends. Yeah. I mean, they've had, so, you know, one of them was a mutual, I was actually introduced to him through a mutual friend of ours. But they had both worked together, you know, at one point. And then I had worked with, you know, our mutual friend. And so they kind of put us together and was like, hey, you know, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, cause that's what you're good at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's go ahead and do this. And, it's been a learning experience. It's been, you know, nerve wracking at some points, but it's been fun at the same time. So it's going.
Nice.
And how long have you been in business?
Like, I don't know. This is our second and a half week.
Oh, wow.
And you made time, and he made time for us. I know that that's crazy busy.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And
it's a beautiful boat.
Today we were out. Yeah.
How's
Thank
it going?
I mean, we've tried. I mean, it's going good. You know, we're getting a lot of exposure. You know, every time we drive, you know, anywhere, we're getting hits on our website. You know, mm-hmm. we see in you know, real time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's really excited and accepting of this, you know, situation and concept. And, so I'm really psyched. I mean, you know, we even got invited to come onto the Marine Advisory Board for the local, you know, city.
Nice.
You know, so it's just been really good, but everything's happened all at once.
Right. So, you've been busy.
You know, and you got this coming out and this coming out. And I'm like,
yeah.
So, but I wanted to be here. I wanted to be here.
Oh my God.
Like, guys, I have to be back by 8 o'clock. You know, I don't care.
That's so nice. I know how busy it is. Well, I did talk to Mike just a little bit before the show. We didn't talk about the show at all. You know, I just gave him a hard time about different things, and he told me about his restaurant. And by the way, I love a kimchi hot dog. If you haven't had one, you should try it.
Kimchi
hot dog is my favorite.
I've got a bone to pick because the phone number you gave me, I called it. It was wrong.
I didn't give him my phone number. He's lying, Debbie. And you feel. Okay, so we have a challenge because I'm a very competitive person, and this is the only thing that me and Mike have prepared, and we decide, and Debbie's going to be the timer, and because he's a foodie, I'm a foodie, and hey, Gwen, I need you on the show because she's a foodie too, and I know she would love having a Twinkie contest with us. You have your Twinkies, Michael?
I do, but they only sold them by the box, so I got to open
it. That's all I can find, too.
I was going to say, I'm sure she got the box, too.
I got the box. It wasn't a choice. But yeah, you have to try the kimchi hot dog. It's really good.
Hot dog. Mm-hmm. I will. I've actually, that's a really cool.
Yeah.
That's a really cool build of a hot dog.
Yes.
Yeah, that's different.
Yes. Yes. I make them all the time. Now, when you're at the house, what do you cook? Hot dogs. I mean, hamburgers.
Oh, do I? If I'm at the house sometimes. Otherwise, if I'm at the house, usually it's going to be like steak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because it's easy. You know, like I love a good tarasco or skirt steak. You know?
Oh, me too.
Flip it on and 7 minutes later, you're good to go.
Right?
To eat it.
So yes.
I'm easy.
Oh, we're going to have a steak cooking contest.
Yeah.
So do you have a girlfriend now? Do you have a girlfriend now?
I do not.
You still don't have a girlfriend. What's wrong with you? You seem like a catch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did.
Right. You're just not ready.
After the show came out, I ended up, you know, while I was out there waiting, because we actually had to wait for 2 weeks before actually being inserted. This coworker of mine had actually, you know, reached out to me and was like, hey, I miss you. You've been gone for a while already. Where are you? And when I came back, I actually ended up dating her for a while, and she's actually my best friend now.
Oh, that's the best.
So she's one of my partners, and mm-hmm. so we're best friends.
Aww.
Yeah, what's her name? Because I hate her. That's a really stalker.
Don't worry, she's just a friend.
He
don't
said
worry.
Friend.
She's just a friend.
Yeah, I got to eliminate all competition. All right, let's do this, Mike. I'm ready to have this Twinkie eating contest with you. Do you have them open? You got to open them.
How many am I pulling? Is it the box or is it like, what are you doing?
It's a
here?
Challenge. Look at her. She's just getting ready. She's getting ready, y'all.
I know.
Four. Four.
I need like four.
Yes.
I hope you didn't eat dinner yet.
Yes. Wait, ready open them up. Get them ready. I thought that's what you were doing while I was talking to you about your girl, your love life.
Nah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I'm not. Debbie, you have to be impartial, okay? Like, it's whoever finishes, you have to watch. Whoever finishes it first.
So, why Twinkies?
Well, we were going to do cupcakes, and I really love cupcakes. I'm really good at stuffing cupcakes in my mouth. But every time I do, I get, like, chocolate all over my face.
Oh, yeah, the chocolate. He's got it.
You just have to open your mouth wider.
Oh, my gosh. He's dirty. I like it. He's so chill. Don't you like him, Debbie?
Mrs. PG.
Mrs. PG.
Oh, man. Yes. Okay.
Am I doing a countdown, or are you just whoever gets the four down? I can't believe.
Okay, you're gonna do the countdown, Debbie, and then we're gonna start. Mike, this is whoever finishes first. Okay, that's who wins.
Okay.
Well, what do we got on this? What's the over under? I need to know what we're betting.
I don't know. Oh, what are we betting for?
We'll have to cut this out. We'll think of it. We'll add it to later.
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure this out.
What, Debbie? What?
I was just gonna say it when Mary loses or Molly loses, she has to apply.
Oh, to Naked and Afraid. Oh, hell no.
Actually, I like that.
Oh my God, Debbie.
Give her something tough.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so if I win. If I win, you have to answer one question honestly. Mike.
Oh,
he left. See, he was scared. I knew he was scared to take me on. And Debbie, what up with you, you traitor? What the hell? You are such an effing traitor. You are a traitor and a half. Oh my gosh.
It's like she's going to give you something.
Oh.
What if he loses? What?
Oh, I got to move this out my way. Okay, I'm going to put this one down because we're about to do this. I was going to practice, but I didn't think it was fair. I didn't think it was fair to practice, so I didn't. But I wanted to. So I was going to practice, but I didn't. All right, so the deal is that if I win, I get to ask you a question.
Okay.
And you have to answer honestly. All right, you ready? All right, Debbie, do this for us. Huh? Well, what do you want? Oh, I'll apply. That's not a problem. They won't take me, but I'll apply. I'm too big of a liability.
Right.
All right, Debbie.
Ready? Five, four.
You had a really nice blur, by the way, too, Mike. Go ahead. Three, two.
I'm not going to use the word sabotage, but Mike's video did not come out. Pretty surprising, right? However, he was a great sport, and it was lots of fun, and I thought I would leave...